This is a major topic because a lot of people nowadays are using Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah as a Lecha Dodi tune, both in America and in England. And the truth is that it was brought up much more in Shrek to use that tune. The question is it appropriate or not? What is it based on? When I grew up, it was much more like, you know, can I bring in the Macarena? I always felt not so good. This is not something that's a 2015 child or 1990s. This is something that's gone back about what is proper to use, and it's a very, very important Shiloh. It's an important Shiloh because not only just in the purest halachic sense of a shul specifically, what's the appropriateness of having these mirot or these tunes brought in as part of the tefillah representing the tzibur, but furthermore, also that we need proper shlichei tzibur. On a shkafic level, we need proper shlichei tzibur to inspire the call. We need proper shlichei tzibur to inspire the call. So the question is, it comes into a shkafic sense, is what are the means to do this? Are these the means that they know the song Hallelujah, or they are these other tunes? Is this something then the whole tzibur then will be raised up, and therefore it should be used and not be used? So we're learning in the morning Perek Sora Mora in Sanhedrin, and the truth is this really comes straight from a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Part of it comes to the question of the scope of how much to follow the non-Jews or not follow the non-Jews, and exactly what's the halacha scope. I have to learn with you this Tosvot in Avodah Zarah, and with the Gemara Sanhedrin, you'll see how much it really emanates from there, and we'll get down to unbelievable historical testimonies about the lengths that people went to actually maybe go even to churches to hear their tunes, to then transplant that into shuls, even for Yamim Noraim. We'll see that in a second, which is like literally unbelievable based on what we have here. And again, it's not only, as I had said, the Hallelujah or the Macarena, which I grew up with, but it's also one of the most famous songs that people use for Mimkomo growing up in the 70s and the 80s, was they would use an Israeli love song. It's called Erev Shol Shol Shani. Da 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 da. People use it now, right? Use it in yeshiva, in the mikdash, right? So the question is that allowed? Meaning there are going to be different levels of what am I the questions come. Because I start off with Hallelujah. Now I try to understand the lyrics of Leonard Cohen's song. It's like what the heck is he talking about? It's not clear to me. I think it seems to be a big machlokas. It's almost like reading Shakespeare, Lahavdu, right? About what, I mean, he definitely uses David and Bathsheba. He uses some in Shimshon and Delilah. But the question is it gospel? Is it love song? That's going to be the question also. Bach. Not we're going to see the Bach Raviol Circus. But I'm talking about the musician Bach, where, how I understand it, and on a historical level, some of his music was done via the church. The church hired him for that music. Can I use one of those tunes now for a beautiful Mimkomcha or Naritzcha or Keter? Right? So they're going to be different categories. There might be different categories. Some of the categories, again, of songs of Avodah Zarah. Obviously, that's going to come back to the big question of what's Avodah Zarah, Christianity, or what they did in Egypt. They used some of the Islamic and the Egyptian tunes. Is that a problem? Love songs. Is that a problem? Okay, that's where we're gonna deal with it. And you should know there's a whole industry out there, not only the Maccabees, right, or but also Lenny Solomon, Schlockrock, right? He got the fire, right? That was a Billy Joel song. and all these different things. Is there a difference between Zmirot, singing the Zmirot of these tunes, versus using them in Kedusha? It might be to understand what are Zmirot, and therefore maybe even if you're strict when it comes to Kedusha, Zmirot might be a little less, possibly, Mitzat Svar. So let's quickly go through some of these sources. There are 7 pages. I'm not going to read it because there are some tshuvot I brought for you. We're not going to read all of them inside, but you'll see in your own time also. I think it's really fascinating. The first source is from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that deals with, and Daf Yeralov talks about the days. The first Mishnah talks about the holidays that the Goyim had, that we could not do certain practices with them even 3 days before, by doing business with them or lending them money, because by that interaction you would then lead to being moda to their Avodah Zarah. That's a separate shear of how, you know, people nowadays give Christmas tips and all these type of things, how you're allowed to do that. That's not for this year. But then within that, one of these holidays on Daf Ches, the Mishnah says, is Yom Haleda and Yom Hamita. The day of the death, the day of the birth of a king and the death of a king. And there's a machloka between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Because Rabbi Meir says carte blanche. Just one of those holidays is the birth date and the day of the death. So within that, the Gemara seems to say that, and this is in the first source, that according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter if it's a death that they would actually burn things for the king, or there was a death without Sreifa, that the day itself, they would worship Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you would not be able to, 3 days before that, do any of those practices. But what was clear, at least the Gemara's implication, is that Rabbi Meir holds that the burning of something for the Kohen was not one of the statutes or the Chukot Ha'akum. Not something that was intrinsic to the Chukot Ha'akum. As opposed to the Chachamim, who said that it was all dependent on Mita Shiyesh Basreif or not. So the implication was that if it was a day of death, but they would burn something, then it would be problematic, it would be this holiday. So the Gemara in the first source in front of you, the implication is that's the machloka between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir said, Sreifa lav chukahi, the actual burning is not, for honor of the king, is not something that is a chok of the akum. Versus the rabbis held that Sreifa is the chukahi. Okay, and therefore they made that distinction that one of the chagim is if it's a day of death with burning, that combination is a problem because it's a mita sheish basreifa, that's chukak ta'akum. And therefore you can't do those 3 days before. Ask the Gemara in the second line in front of you, and on Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, how can you say that? How can you say that according to the Rabbanan, they hold of this opinion that sreifa is chukahi? We have another braita that says that sorfina amalachim velo midarke amori. That he said that what when the kings died, it was not Avodah Zarah, and we would burn what? The Gemara, the Breita later on, at the end of this Gemara says that they would burn the bedding for an honor for the king. But how could they do that? Is if it's v'i chukai, if you're telling me according to the Rabbanan's opinion, that burning for the melech is a chukata'ak, and we know the pasuk says that uve chukotayim lo telechu. So because of this strong question, that we have this minhag of sorfin al melachim in the Jewish world, so it must be the Gemara then says, it must be that what? It must be we got it wrong. That according to both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, sreifa, burning, is not a chukat akum. And the machloka between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is a different idea. It's all a question of chashivut. It's the question of that the actual sreifa is not considered chukat akum. Sreifa lav chukai. It's a question of what the chashivut of the day that they die. The Rabbi Meir had a machloket. I'm not getting into that part of the machloket. I want to go into that first part right now. Because the Gemara assumed that because of this question, it can't be that Rabbanan hold that Sreifa is a chukah. Ask Tosfos here, in the second source in front of you, what do you mean? Why does the Gemara do an about face to say that the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is not that Rabbi Meir says Sreifa is not chukot akum, and the Rabbanan says it is Sreifa, it is chukot akum? Why do you do an about face? Ask Tosfos, maybe according to the Rabbanan it is a chukot akum. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us there's another very important condition here. The condition is what? Kevan dechtiva be'oraita lo gamrina minayu. Tosfos says to be considered a chukot ha'akum, it's not just that it's that we're following the goyim, but it could very well be it is a chukah, but it's not something that is actually forbidden. Why? If it was written in our Torah, that is another source. If it's written in our Torah, then we're not learning from the goyim. This is what Tosfos quotes from the Mishnah and Gemara and Masechet Sanhedrin that talks about the idea of what? Neharagim, one of the Arba Misos. You have Skila, Sreifa, Chenek, Neharag. Some people are sick, they have like a song like that. Skila, Sreifa, like they have songs like that. Like in a very happy sense. Lahavdil, Lahavdil, Lahavdil. Like when people sing, by the Vida. Chatanu, Avsham. Like you're so happy. Shlomo Katz asked that question, right? Meaning somebody asked it before Shlomo Katz, right? Of why you sing so happy. Yeah, Avsham. You're like, what the heck are you doing? You're like so sad. Lahavdil. You're like, people say, Skila, Sreifa, Herrig, Vechenek, Avav, Yachv, Shalach. It's like a wedding song, right? So too over here, it's like messed up, right? What? Yeah, I guess so. But the second source in front of you on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, it talks about a machloka between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda about how they actually performed at the time of the Sanhedrin. How did they the beheading, the decapitation of Hereg? So there was a machloka there between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that Tosus quotes over here. That the Rabbanan said, we use the exact same sword, just like the general secular government used. Kederach HaMalchut Oseh. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we used a guillotine. We used like a butcher's knife for it. So Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chachamim said, oh, that is mitam nuvela. That is like gross. That is it's improper. So the Breita says, Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda says to Chachamim, I know that it's a mita menuvelet, but what am I supposed to do? It says, uvechukotayim lo teilechu. So the Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true, but guess what? We have this element that what? That it's written in the Torah. Hereg was written in the Torah, and therefore, there is absolutely no problem with, and he quotes this whole brayta which we just did about Sorfan al-Malachim. So Tosfos says, why does the Gemara do an about face? We have another principle. The principle is, even if we're learning from the Goyim, therefore, what do we have? If it's written in the Torah, there are different ways to explain this, but I'm trying to keep it simple now, then we're not. It's not a problem of the chukotem lo. So keep the machlokas as it was. Rabbi Yehuda held Sreifa is not a chukah. The Rabbanan held Sreifa is a chukah. And that's okay, but you could still do it of Sorfan al-Malachim, because that already we have a principle in Jeremiah and Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamedalet, from Tzidkiyahu, that we can actually burn for Malachim. Just like our Avot did and Hashem told them, it's all great. Answers Tosfos, and here we come now getting to the, we're going to get to the halachic terminology also. Answers Tosfos, Perish Ri, that there are two types of chok. Trei Gavni Chuka, Havu. Echad Sh'osim L'Shem Chok L'Avodah Zarah. There are two different types of chukot ta'akum. There's one that they seemingly have no reason for, that is stam do it. That's l'shem hevel v'shtut, just stam for no reason. And then you have one that they have a practice that they do for their idol worship. And Tosfos explains our Gemara then as follows. Tosfos says that this is Pshat the Gemara. Rabbi Meir held, Sreifa is not a chok of Avodah Zarah. And then, but Rabbi Yehud Barabbanan held that it is a chok for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Gemara says, if it's a chok for Avodah Zarah, how can we then we do Sreif of Sorfan al-Malachim? The principle of having this idea that it's written in the Torah doesn't work for the chok of Avodah Zarah. Are you with me? We've got some very important construct here. Tosfos concludes over here, and he's going to bring a proof and says, when is it okay that if it's written in our Torah, we can follow what the Goyim did, what the Goyim do? It's only if it's a chok of mabekach, something that's stupid, the shame, you wear this shirt. Why? It's not. I'm not wearing this Abercrombie, whatever it is. It's not for any deep Avodah Zarah reason. Rabbi Horn told me that Rav Schechter, Paskins, that you can't blow out a birthday candle, because he says this was a chok for Avodah Zarah, right? This idea. Again, birthdays, I don't see that being written in the Torah, that we had birthday cakes for the different birthdays of Paro, whoever else it's written there. But okay. the Tosfos' conclusion, and he proves, but if it's a chok for Avodah Zarah, which is what the Gemara seems to be saying over here in Avodah Zarah, then it's not what? Being, having a precedent in the Torah doesn't help. Okay, and that's why the Gemara had to make an about face. So therefore, and then Tosfos now gives one proof, and from there we will go straight into the halachic argument of based on this Tosfos, word for word. Because it's very important. Tosfos now brings a proof and says, how do I know this? That if it's a chok for Avodah Zarah, if it's a chok for Avodah Zarah, even if there is a precedent in the Torah, you cannot copy it. Answers Tosfos, you know what my proof is? My proof is our Avos. Our Avos, throughout Sefer Bereishis, what do? They brought korbanot on a matzeva. Then what happens? You read Sefer Dvarim. It says, Lo takim lecha matzeva, asher sane, Hashem alokecha. What happened? Explains Tosfos. This is what's going on. Kaven shelahem uchok la'avodah zarah dumi dematzeva. When the Avos brought it, it was beloved. When they brought the karbonos on their matzeva. But then the Amorites made it a chok la'avodah zarah. Therefore Hashem made it a sina. Vizir katuv in Dvarim chapter 16. Lo takim lecha matzeva asher sane Hashem lokech. So seemingly, if I was positive like this Tosfos, which we will see, seemingly that's what the Bach says, is that the rule is of lo telech, meaning the whole chukot akum is a much bigger sugya. We're going to just focus, because I think from what emanates from this Tosfos is clear to our topic this afternoon. Is what? If you have a chok that is l'shem avodah zarah, even if there is a principle that it was midoraita, it still doesn't work. Right? Now it's become asher sani Hashem alkecha, doesn't matter. A chok of shtut, there they had a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether the idea is once it's actually written in the Torah, it could be either we're not learning it from them, or even if we are learning from them, if there's some sort of logic, it's okay, fine. Where does this come in the halacha? Comes halacha or sugya. That's the background for our sugya. Because if you look at the next source, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, quotes in Sima Nun Gimel. This is a perfect share for you to give in Machaneh, whatever you want. It's a mamish, like halacha l'maisa. Shatz haminavel pif. That's also one. That if you're not properly speaking, that's also true. But what we're talking about, it's Oshim Miranin. This is Siman Nun Gimel Sif Chafei. Oshim Miranin Lo Bishi. Not Lo. That's the Lamed Aleph. That's the Magen Avraham. Oshim Miranin Bishirei Hanachrim. The Shatz either that has a foul mouth or sings goyish songs. Mimachim biyado shelo la'asokim. You protest that he should not do this. V'im'eino shomea ma'virin oto. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes, from the Kolbo, who's quoting from the Rif. Now there seems to be, how do you understand it? Are we talking about all goyish songs? Are we talking about love songs? Are we talking about, what's he talking about? So the...
Yeah, God. It says Nachrim.
So what's Nachrim? Not necessarily. Nachrim is goyim. It doesn't say Avodah Zarah. The truth is, you'll see in a second, and we'll see that there's a machloket in Girsa here, in Girsa Oter. How the Magen, Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, that it's talking about Binigun Ratzel Omar, he's quoting the Magen Avraham, Binigun Shanachrim Nagnim Bo La'avodat Gilulim. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham understood this Kolbo, and he says, this is what that and what? It's not only... There's one other piece. He says that it's a nigun that they would sing for Avodah Zarah. And the Bach adds one more piece. We'll see the Bach inside. The Bach says it's Dafka b'nigun shemiyuchad hazeh. Please turn to page 2. The Bach literally, what the Bach does is quote everything I did for you for the first 8 minutes. From Tosfot and from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. And he says, he's learning what the Rama says, which is what? What would be the song? Careful, you're about to upset. That Mira says the Bach. That what? Mashim mezamrim bebate knesiot binigunim. Shem mezamrim b'hem bebeit tefilatam. The songs that they are using, he's specifically talking in their tefillah. I think he's talking about churches also. Mira shein oser ladavka b'otam nigunim. Shem miyuchadim la'akum. Look what he says. And now it's so proof. It's not just some, you read something on the internet. You see it straight inside. That what? He's saying that you're only usher the tunes which are miyuchad, which are specific for the goyim. Why? Specifically, ones that are used as gospel. He's assuming, we're going to assume for now, that Trinity and Christianity there for Avodah Zarah, as opposed to Islam. Kamo, what proof does he give? He gives that exact proof from Tosos and Avodah Zarah. Kamo Matseva, Sha'asura b'chol makom mimnei sha'asa'ua kenanim chok la'avodah zarah. Okay, so and he quotes our whole Tosfot, which I'm not going to get into, but literally he just quotes word for word the Tosfot we just said, and that he paskins based on this principle. This principle, what the Bach is understanding, the Ramah, who quotes the Kolbo, who's quoting the Rif, that the only problem would be that if it's a song, that's what? That was miyuchad, used in churches, assuming churches were our Avodah Zarah. Now, the truth is that we're going to see that there are different ways to learn this the Ramah, the Girsa of the Ramah, and the Girsa of the Magen Avraham. We're going to see that in a second. But you should know that even this basis, if you turn the page, we'll come back to the Tzitz Eliezer in a second. If you turn to Rav Avadji Yosef, because I don't have it on my Bar Ilan, the Krach Shel Romi. The Krach Shel Romi was a Rav named Rav Yisrael Meir Chazan. He wrote a Sefer, the Krach Shel Romi, and he argues on the Bach. And he brings a story about arguing on the Bach that's unbelievable. Okay? But he argues on the Bach. And we will see how he explains it also. He reads this Tosfos differently also. Give me 1 second. Yeah. If you look in the middle of Rav Avadji's tshuva, before I tell you his unbelievable story, first, before the story, if you look at it, it said in Yabi Omer Chelek Vav Or Chaim Siman Zayin, in Od Gimel, not in the part that's bolded, but right after it for now. Okay? He says as follows. He says, it's around 10 lines from the bottom. He says, the niggun of the music that was heard bebeit filatam shel mota ulam, harehu mevi haknia ve'arvut etzlein. He says that they have unbelievable music. Lefi mashi hurgu l'ashomim. People love it. Halav hachi, lo yichavnu levavam, lo yashev datam betfilatam. He says, who cares? He basically says, who cares? That they're going to use what? Music that is being used in churches or over the Avodah Zarah. V'chi b'shvil shotim shekilkulu v'kavum beit filatam. Ne'asar anachnu bazeh. He says, why should we be forbidden for this? He says, even though the Bach was machmir, I'm going up 2 lines. I skipped, my bad. Right underneath the bolded, it says the Bach was machmir b'nigunim hamiyuchadim l'avodah zarah. He brings the raya min hamatseva, and he says b'mechilas kvo torato. I disagree, because he says shani matseva. Matseva was different. You know why matseva was different? Because matseva. What's the reason why the avos used the matseva? Was there any intrinsic reason? He says no. The matseva, the example that Tosvos brings. That actual matseva was tam. They chose to have a matseva. It was bili tam. It was a chok bili tam. And therefore, once the Amorites started using the matseva for avodah zarah, then lo takim lecha matseva asher asani Hashem lokech. And there you would say uvechukotem lo teleich. But what? As opposed to what he says, but music, right? Music. There's something that we can learn from it. There's no reason he wants to say that we shouldn't be able to use it. Just like there, they have korbanos, right? We don't say that, oh, now they use some korbanos, so now in Ketorah, so we shouldn't have our korbanos. No, we don't say that. There it was very specific. He gives a distinction. He says the matseva, that distinction was tam, it was a chok la'avodah zarah, because when the avos were using it, there was nothing intrinsic about it. They just happened to use the matseva, and God loved it. Therefore, when the Amorites started using them, when they started using for Avodah Zarah, lo takim lecha matziva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha, versus other things which are intrinsic, we're not going to flip. Therefore, he disagrees, and he says that. Therefore, he says, and he says, I'll bring you even a proof. Unbelievable. I told you this is going to be unbelievable. What the Krach Sharomi says, and this is in the middle where I bolded it right before this, says, Umeir ani alai shamayim va'aretz. Shebioti bi'ir gdola shel chachamim v'sofrim. Semirana. I assume it's somewhere in Europe. Ra'iti migdolei chachamim shayu gam kein mishorim gdolim api chochmat ha-muzika. Uv'rosham ha-rav ha-mufla, Rav Avraham HaKoren Ariash. He has a sefer out there. This guy, Rav Aaron Akorin Ariash. Shayu Holchim, this is unbelievable. Shayu Holchim Acharei Apargot Shal Knisiyat HaNotrim Bimei Chagam Lameid Mehem Niginot Miuchadim Api HaMuzika. These rabbis would go into a church and stand behind the curtain during their Chagim to learn these Nigunim. Lahat Imam Letfilat Yomim Noraim. To be able to what? To use those tunes in order to put it not in just any stam zmirah shel Shabbos, not even regular chazarat hashatz, but rather what yamim noroim shetzrichim achna gedola vayu misadrim meotam kolot hanigina kadesh mekdushos apela upela. Says the Mevormis that we see that all you have to worry about is you have to make sure that you're being makved on nigina al milot hakdoshot. But if not, he says, look. We have so many tunes that when we've been exiled, that people use. We use it in Turkey, they use it in Egypt. He says, V'adai lo kabdinan ki'im ala lashon, shiyeh b'lashon ha-kodesh. You just have to make sure that we're singing in Hebrew. B'shiros v'tishpachos Hashem Yisbarach. This is the psak of Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef Hoskins, that you're allowed to use these tunes. As much as Rav Chaim Palagi disagreed in other Sephardi poskim, but he wanted to say that in the Sephardic world, they use definitely these tunes. And you'll see that there are going to be other, meaning, there are going to be other exceptions to it, as we'll see in a second, that using like love songs, for example, the Rokeach said to use love songs, you're bringing Tumah into the Mikdash, you're going to think about that, well, think about those type of images. Rav Avadia said, no, he says, if you look at Rav Avadia, since, again, the Krach Sharomi matered it, and other rabbis, including the rabbi of Av Beis Din of Alexander of Mitzrayim, and other words, he does say, obviously, it's better to use things of Shirei Kodesh, you know, to use a little Shlomo Katz Nigunim, better than love songs, but he says, you can't say it's Aser. That's in the Sephardic world. However, yeah. No, because he was basing himself on this Krach Sharomi, and he was basing himself on other big rabbis also, who said that it wasn't Usher. That it wasn't Usher. He says, look at all this Eidus min Hagei Eretz Yisrael and all of these Muslim countries. The Rabbah of Tveria also, he quotes a whole piece, and therefore, that's what's amazing when you learn the Tosfos, because as we said, the Bach based himself literally on that Tosfos and literally on the whole concept of the Matseva, calling it Chok Shal Avodah Zarah. If you would have asked me after learning the Tosfos, if I was passing like the Tosfos, I would have said like the Bach. But you see this Krach Sharomi says, no, you have to make a distinction even within the Matseva. But as I said, in Ashkenazi circles, they go crazy on this. And basically, the Tzitz Eliezer is real. First of all, the Tzitz Eliezer, first of all, says that there are different nuschaot that are brought down. If you go back to the Tzitz Eliezer, the Tzitz Eliezer, which, one second. Rav Eliezer of Oldenburg, first he says, you should know there are different nuschaot. Some nuschaot have that when the Ramah writes songs of Nachrim, it should have said love songs. It should have said he have certain girsaot of Shirei Agavim. And the girsa of the Magen Avraham is also Agavim. Agavim are love songs. And he wants to say that the Sefer Hasidim himself says, V'yizaher, it's the last part of Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Gimel Siman Yud Beis, on the second page two. He says, K'dematzino be'emet la'sefer chatzidim ba'atzmo, in Siman Tovshin Samachet, Shekotei b'lashon v'yizaher mi sheyesh lo kol na'im, shelo yizamer nigunim nachrim ki aveirahi, ulekach nivra kolo na'im l'shabeach boro v'lo la'aveirah. Right? And there he doesn't mention anything about singing b'fnei Avodah Zarah. It's not as we thought that it's specifically the only the Avodah Zarah. He wants to say that if you look at the Sefer Chasidim and you also look at the Radvaz, when they bring it down, it talks about love songs. That you should not be including Lachin Oser B'Stama, I turn the page, love songs. And he says, I see that Mifurash in the Shelot Radvaz that's bringing this Halacha. Ulinyan Shatz, Shu Naim V'Kol Mizamer B'Beit HaMishtod B'Shirei Agavim. He's talking about love songs. He quotes this halacha that the Ramah brings down. You gotta protest, and if not, get rid of him. He says, Hari Behedja, the Radvaz understood the riff, specifically Nav Dafka. For sure, if it's the Chok of the Avodah Zarah, if they're singing the gospel, for sure it's Asim. But he says, for sure what? Even love songs, you shouldn't do it. And then if you turn the page even more, Tzitz Eliezer has a whole long essay. I didn't even quote all of it here. But he has a whole long essay here calling it a mispachat, a disease that have come into our shuls. And he says that hinei l'da'ati lez din tzarech boshesh ki toa ivahi. It's an abomination. La'albish divrei kedusha b'malbushim tzoim. Ke'ela shereach shel znut nodef mehem. To bring in these love songs, very problematic. And then he quotes, if you read the Krach Sharomi even more, Krach Sharomi makes statements of saying that, like, not only is like Mitzrayim and Turkish and Islamic countries okay, but he has these statements that he says, I just can't believe that the Krach Sharomi said these things. He talks about how the Christian leaders are our friends, and they've never heard us, basically. And the only time they've ever heard us is when we started up with it. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, "Umemash nishtomamti ala mareh, v'libi lo ha'amin l'mash enei karot." He says, "I can't understand what I'm reading." He says, "Amnam amishtamei amidivrei asefer shamu zeshedato la'atir, lashir piyutim utfilot b'shirei agavim." I understand that he's trying to say, okay, well, are we going to allow love songs? About Iker Diuno Shal Sefer Sham is to sing about the Nigunim of Christians that they sang in their churches. Ukedei L'Taher Sheret Zeh, he wants to say, look what they used in the Edot HaMizrach, that they used all these beautiful Muslim and Turkish tunes. And most of them were what? Love songs. So he says, Kal v'chomer, if Shirei Yishmael, where most of them were love songs, and what? They allowed them in Lashon HaKodesh. So then he says, for sure, and I turn the page, for sure he wants to say, and it was all in Minog of Eretz Yisrael, and in Turkey, and all Arabic countries, and Lo Michu B'Chachamim, Kol Shekein Nigunei, churches, which are good tunes that we're going to be able to really use. And he says, "V'anan le'adinan lashon Latin." We don't know Latin. Not everybody went to Emmanuel and to city of London, right? That they sang with a kol muchna, right? That you're even going to recognize the Trinity that are usher to us, etc. etc. He says, "V'nizdazati lishmoa dvarim ka'elu yotzimi ba'al tshuva sham." I can't understand it. In their avodah zarah are things that are going to bring to avas Yisrael. And he keeps going and going and saying that I'm all kulorotech. How can you say it? He goes on and on. And he says because he was so close. This Krach Sharomi was very close. He was so close to the Pope and to the bishops. Maybe he was trying to because of Darkei Shalom. But he says, with all due respect, he says, I'm not so sure how much I can rely on this. I can't rely on this because of his close connections. And therefore, because of this, I cannot be somech at all on the Krach Sharomi. So you literally see, mikatzel katzel, in Ashkenazic, mainstream Ashkenazic tefillot, if it would come to Gospels, I think for sure we don't be somech on that. I think when it comes to the Hallelujah that we have, or Hallelujah, right there, again, that's where we come. Again, for sure, if you're a Svarti, ironically, you'd be totally fine, you know, using the Leonard Cohen. The truth is, it's been Minog Yisra, definitely in the Ashkenazic world, we've been singing Shir Shosh, you know, what is called Erev Shosh Hashanim, or this Israeli love song, Mim Kohomo. We've been singing that for 30 years. 30 years. Right now it's boring. So you want to try to figure out too. But everyone knows it, and that's why people sing it. Right? And but definitely in the more Ashkenazic circles, it's definitely much more frowned upon to use non-Jewish tunes inside of through Shlomo Katz or Schlockrock. So again, that might be different when you're just singing a song. I think it might be a little different because there again, most of Schlockrock is more of like kiruv of just like singing that song. Zmiros might be more of an issue. Could be more of an issue of when you try to bring in I think people do that also, right? They try to bring in into Dror Yikra, or you know, they had the Beach Boys. Right? But I think again, a lot of these, right? What are they selling? They sing here, Dror Yikra. That's the Beach Boys. So again, I think a lot of people have done that also. So even if you want to say it's tefillah, I think that would be more mutter. I think there's a difference. I think there's a very big difference between singing Zmiros, even if according to me is that singing Zmiros. Again, if you go like Rav Shechter, that singing Zmiros is a tefillah, I'm assuming that Rav Shechter might frown upon that also. But if you want to be, I think if you want to be leaning on one thing, you'd be leaning on the Zmiros part, versus if you're talking about the Kaddish and Kedusha. Again, if you come from Svarti culture and the Svarti Psak, they would use that, no problem. I think the more Ashkenazic psak comes based on the Bach, and to say that love songs for sure not, and for sure for the Avodah Zarah not. I know I just contradicted myself because it's been these Israeli love songs, but I think in the Ashkenazic world it's very much frowned upon to use this in the liturgy and in the Shliach Tzibur.
If we're singing Shiras during Krah, whatever. Is it best then not to use Shem Hashem?
So that's a whole different shir also about Shem Hashem. It would be interesting if you're using that, like a different shir about whether you should be using Shem Hashem or not. And truth is, as a until I got married, I was using Shem Hashem. And Rav Shechter brings down a whole mahalach there that you should be using Shem Hashem. But especially if you view like Rav Shechter says a tefillah, and then you're married, you have kids, and your kids are driving you crazy, and you're trying to give them proper chinuch, then you're going to be talking in the middle of Shem Hashem. Then I stopped as a married person. I don't use Shem Hashem anymore. Your question about using the Shem Hashem and Davka to integrate it with using the Beach Boys, I'm not so sure it's as connected. You know, I'm not so sure.
If you go by the Bach, that obviously relies on viewing Christianity as Zara.
Correct.
One of the other opinions, not that it's completely motive, is that it's Avodah Zarah for Goyim, but not Avodah Zarah for Goyim, but Avodah Zarah for Jews. Would going according to the Bach, would then that be okay? Because it's Avodah Zarah for us, but they didn't do it in Avodah Zarah.
Interesting. Meaning, according to the opinion that...
It would not be okay
is using that song actually doing
Avodah Zarah,
or is it just
for them? Or is it Avodah Zarah? You're saying for them, it's not
the Jewish kind of domain. It becomes a connection to something which would be Avodah Zarah for Jews.
It's not Avodah Zarah. when you're using their tune, you're not, you know, singing the praises that they sing in the church, which would be a bodhisattva for us, maybe not for them. So it's really not so possible that, like, when you, if you sing their tune, you're doing what they're doing. It's just the thought.
So that I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know about that.
Are you saying only love songs?
Or
are you saying, like, songs that
aren't? So, yeah, that's the Aladdin.
Potion.
What is it?
They're, like, Disney songs song that literally, like, mostly don't really involve love songs. Are, like, cute for kids. Like,
nursery
rhymes. Right. What's the song where you got
it? Young Never Feel Bad Too.
What is that? Which one? What? For?
Young Never Feel Bad Leading Into It.
So again, as I said, for that, I think Zmirot, that is, most people are Mekel. So I've, again, I think...
And put words to both.
All right, I think the answer to it is, I think it's better to use Shirei Kodesh. Do I think using It's a Small World to Mimkomcha, I don't think it's Usher. Even according to Ashkenazim, I don't think it's Usher. I think it's better to use the other one. I think that would be the distinction. I think when it comes to love songs, it's very much frowned upon. I say frowned upon because I said Minhag Yisrael has been using this Israeli love song for.
So you say it depends on the sibba, right? Like, if you have a sibba who like aren't going to get into the old tunes, who aren't like, and you want them to,
right? I think like now again, nowadays again, you ask most people that have been singing this Mimkomo don't even know that it's an Israeli love song. You know, most people didn't know. Most people didn't know. But the issue was, it's not about it, you didn't know it, but when it was first established 25, 30 years ago, they knew it.
Right.
And it didn't stop, which is interesting. You know what I mean?
So that's our conversation with jeans. We used to not be able to wear because it was growing.
Right.
Jews started wearing jeans, which was a problem. But now because so many of them wear it, it's not a problem. So
we also
would be the same that originally.
But he doesn't even know
it. Now it's not.
Now look at it.
It's the initial kind of meaning to it, overwritten by the fact that it's now used probably more in davening.
Then right. I think for that one, yes. But I think now, if you would say either a love, again, I think Aladdin or I think It's a Small World, I think, again, it depends where you're at. Shkoyev.